Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, Pray Simply in Secret.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. In your prayers, do not babble as the pagans do, for they think that by using many words, they will make themselves heard. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask. So pray like this. Now Jesus goes on to give us the prayer we know so well, the Our Father. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here we are, almost a week into the season of Lent. The gospel on Ash Wednesday encouraged us to practice prayer, fasting, and generous giving from a secret place in our hearts, rather than parading our good works in public. Jesus is calling us to nurture the secret life of our souls. In our world where social media encourages almost all conversations out into the public arena, Jesus invites us into privacy. Today's gospel is the short piece from the same gospel which was not proclaimed on Ash Wednesday. Matthew is encouraging his listeners and us to take note of our inner world, of our expectations from a secret place. When we enter into our hearts, something in us changes. Negative thoughts can become positive, and relationships more loving. If we consider that prayer is about a relationship, then all this makes sense. It is a relationship about simply being present to the one who loves us. When you pray, says Jesus, do not babble. Your other, your Father, knows what you need even before you ask. In my novitiate, many moons ago now, we had a favourite book by Brother Lawrence called The Practice of the Presence of God. I'm sure many of you are familiar with it. It seemed so simple in that whatever prompted us to stop and pause enabled us to remember in whose presence we lived and moved and had our being. As the years have passed, I realized that this gift of recalling God's presence was what Jesus spoke of when he told us not to babble in our prayer. Two people in love say very little to each other, yet they are fully present to the other, as Jesus was to his other. Have you noticed as you grow older and wiser how few words you really need to sustain special relationships? So whatever in life prompts us to be present to God, to another, to ourselves, is life-giving to our souls. Whether it be stopping at a red light while driving, a storm which keeps us inside our home, an illness requiring us to rest, the tears of a person in grief or the holding of a spouse and dying and death. Let us experience these times as the presence of our loving God in our lives. Let us learn to be comfortable in these situations, especially with silence, which enables us to listen to what is happening in our inner life and not to babble. Let us, during this Lenten season, listen more deeply in the secrecy of our inner being to the promptings of the Spirit, so that we can trust the call and gift of God to live and pray simply in secret. In this way, we can truly be instrumental in making sure the prayer of our Father's kingdom will be here on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.